Chapter 11, Killing the Demon, Pralambasura. Every day, Krishna played his flute and enjoyed the Vrindavan forest with his elder brother Balaram and all the cowherd boys. They played hide and seek or played ball with different round fruits. Sometimes they imitated the forest deer and different kinds of birds or croaking frogs. And sometimes they went swinging under the trees. Once while they were playing, a big demon named Pralambasura came to play. The demon made himself look just like one of the cowherd boys. But of course, Krishna knew he was a demon. So he thought of a plan to kill him. Krishna called all his friends to wrestle together. Some were on Krishna's side, and some on Balaram's side. They began their game, and Balaram's boys were the winners. So Krishna's boys carried them on their backs through the forest. Just like the other boys, Pralambasura carried Balaram on his back, far, far away. The demon was very strong, but he was carrying Balaram, who is as strong as a mountain and very heavy. Soon Balaram saw that Pralambasura didn't look like a small cowherd boy. His demon body, with gold helmet and earrings, got bigger and bigger, eyes blazing like fire and mouth flashing sharp teeth. Balaram beat him hard on the head with his strong fists. Immediately the demon fell down dead, with a smashed head and blood pouring from his mouth. When the demon crashed to the ground, all the boys rushed over and said, well done, Balaram. They all hugged Balaram, and all the demigods showered flowers from the skies. Meanwhile, the cows had walked far away, deep into the forest to eat the nice grass. Krishna and Balaram and their friends followed their footprints and the path of eaten grass. They heard the cows crying, and Krishna began to call all the cows by their names. The cows mooed happily. But by this time, a big forest fire had started all around them, and they were all very, very afraid. The wind was blowing hard, and the fire became even bigger and hotter. They were afraid that they would soon be burnt up by the big fire. All the boys cried, "Dear Krishna, help us! Help us! Now we are burning from this blazing hot fire." Krishna looked at his friends to say, "Don't be afraid." Then he quickly swallowed up all the flames of the fire and saved them all. They knew Krishna was not like any of the other boys, but he was very, very special.